Good morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Shartok. And on this Friday, we're learning about Donald Trump clearing the air with the GOP. And there was a closed-door meeting with the head of the Republican National Committee, Reince Priebus. And, well, will it hold?
We don't know whether it'll hold. We do know that there is chaos in the Republican Party, and they know it. That's for sure. So down goes Trump to Washington, and they have a discussion. He brings his heaviest team, his son and others, with him. There's a major discussion as to whether they're playing games, the Republicans, doing things like fooling with the delegates and who gets what, and threats of lawsuits if they don't play fair. And the last thing that the Republican Party needs is any kind of third-party movement from Trump or getting angry and getting people to not vote on the Republican ticket. So they are really all worried. Trump goes down. There's a good discussion. But we have no real idea of what everybody is afraid of. We just know they've got chaos on their hands and they're trying to make something out of it.
Meantime, in New York, we see Hillary Clinton standing with Senator Schumer in Brooklyn, and now Bernie Sanders touting his own Brooklyn roots in New York, trying to win that state.
Well, you got three New Yorkers. You got Hillary Clinton, who lives in Chappaqua with her husband, Bill, the former president of the United States, and has been a United States senator for, what I believe, 8 years, secretary of state, goes around the state and is leading in the polls. You got Bernie Sanders, who was born in Brooklyn, as was his wife. You've got Donald Trump walking around, and of course, Manhattan is his home ground. So this really, for the first time in a long time, becomes New York territory, and it's very, very important. Look, if Bernie Sanders were to unexpectedly turn this thing around, it would be headline news. Hillary Clinton knows that. She is working as hard as I've seen her work. And this is going to be a real slog fest as they appeal to New York voters. If the polls hold up, Hillary is in good shape. But if you get the kind of surprise which we've seen in this campaign up to now, and Bernie does well, it could make a huge difference in the selection process.
New York State has a budget, Alan. Depending on who you talk to, it's either on time or not. But technically, it was late past the midnight deadline last night. In fact, the Assembly expected to pass them into the midday today. Overall, the New York has a deal with a higher minimum wage. The budget is $156 billion.
Well, first of all, that's a lot of money. I hope those words trip off our tongues, $156 billion. That's a lot of money. And many countries around the world, many countries around the world, don't have a budget approaching that. Secondly, once again, Andrew Cuomo campaigns. He throws his lot in for $15. And it turns out the $15 minimum wage isn't going to be there for a long time. Even in New York City, where it'll come first, I believe it's 2018, a couple of years. And as Mario Cuomo used to say to us, David, you and I remembered very well, something like Shanashnu Nubab, which means between now and then a new pope would be born and anything could change. So again, it is pure Cuomo. He makes a pledge. He says he's going to do it. Now, apparently the state Senate really said, no, we're not going to do this $15 all in one piece. So do we know what Cuomo really wanted? I mean, do we really know if he wants a Democratic state Senate, for example? And all indications are that he's not working very hard to make sure that that happens. This is typical. He will claim a victory. He'll say he got it. But did he? And the Republicans playing to upstate New York and knowing $15 an hour is a lot of money for some small businesses, have won what I would consider to be a pretty significant victory in keeping the $15 thing out for a long, long time. By that time, goodness knows what'll happen.
One of the things you've often talked about in this budget process is that many of the bills that get passed, the lawmakers don't even read.
Oh, I have no doubt about that. Listen, I've been around here since I was a kid. I'm not anymore, but I've watched it in the middle of the night. They promise they're not going to do the middle of the night anymore, but they always do the middle of the night. You get them tired. They want to go home. They want to go to bed. Pretty soon, you hear what you would hear on a sheep farm. Bah. They are being led around by the noses, and they are easily manipulable at a time like this.